It's December. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Boulder naturalist Dave Sutherland.
I'm Dave Sutherland. I'm a community naturalist, and today we're out at Wanaka Lake in Lafayette. We're doing the first Sunday birdwatching walk. It's free, and birdwatchers, all different abilities, are welcome to come. We'll have experienced birdwatchers who act as guides and lead people around the lake looking for and identifying birds and talking about tips and tricks and how to become a more experienced birdwatcher.
It's exciting just to be able to even identify something that's flying or sitting, and they're so beautiful. We saw a great blue heron over on the pond over there. Gorgeous. And we saw it catch something. Didn't quite get to eat it, though. It got away. And a bunch of his favorite ducks, which of course change every 5 minutes. Green-winged teal was one of them.
I'm just looking for birds and out here learning and I'm taking pictures, but there are others that are more into the science than the photography. I think I found a white-capped sparrow, which is kind of neat looking. We're pretty early into our walk, so hopefully we'll see a lot more.
I think those are my favorite ducks.
those are the other favorite ducks?
Yeah, the other favorite ducks. Those are mergansers. They're one of the diving ducks. Let me put the scope on them. The hoodeds are beautiful little ducks. They're absolutely my favorite ducks. Like the common mergansers we're looking at, the hooded mergansers are also diving ducks. And remember, I talked about divers versus dabblers. Diving ducks are the ones that dive down and swim down to the bottom of the pond to look for snails and water plants. But mergansers also eat fish. And one of the clues to that is if you look at the bill on the merganser here, really, really long and thin, like tweezers. If you ever get to see a merganser up close, the bill is serrated. It has little notches in it to help merganser grab and hold on to a wriggling little slippery fish. And the little hook in the end and everything. So that's a beak when you see that. That's a bird that will chase fish down in the water.
They're white with black on them. They have a long beak. They have red fluffy hairdo.
The fluffy hairdo, they're actually feathers, but it's kind of a rusty red, long, thin feathers that look like they have a really big, spectacular hairdo, or maybe like they stuck their beak in an electrical socket and all of their hair went bang. The female hooded mergansers, they're very demure, but you will see the males sometimes swimming around and around and raising and lower that crest to show off to her, and then they'll make this sexy little growl that you can just barely hear. It's right at the...
Do it.
I can't. I can't growl like a hooded merganser. It's just kind of a little, I don't know, it's sort of a little... Rawr, rawr. And you can hear it. And out on the duck walk in March, we'll probably get to see some of that. And you'll see the male hooded merganser swimming up to the female and raising and lowering that crest and doing his little... Rawr.
I'm a beginning birder. This is a great way to learn your birds. Like today, I've learned more than I ever have on a bird walk from Dave. He's amazing. So I recommend it. Lafayette Birds, 1 to 3, first Sunday of every month.
Dave Sutherland is a Boulder naturalist.
Thank you.